The JSE, in the meantime, had Sasol and gold miners helping it move higher amidst that Middle East tension today. So with that, the All Share managing to buck the overall trend today with its rise of 1.3%. The Resources 10 component trading 0.4% to the good. Industrial 25 up 1%, but Financial 15 really leading the charge today with its 3.33% climb. Joining me in studio for a closer look at the equity space is Devin Shute now from the Robert Group. Thanks so much, Devin, for joining us this evening. And what a day it's been, because we've had the JSE managing to hold on to positive territory, and that despite global markets slipping back on the back of attacks on Saudi Arabia oil facilities at the weekend. Your assessment and overall reading of market movement today?
Yeah, I think I was a bit surprised that we did buck the trend and posted a positive day. I think that was led by a few large cap stocks, so that may explain a lot of it. But yeah, I mean, what a story to break over the weekend that we had this attack taking out 5% of global supply of fuel. And what it's meant is that, I mean, we saw the future spike over the weekend to 28-year moves. You know, we haven't seen such volatility in almost three decades. My assessment is this could throw a bit of a cat amongst the pigeons in terms of where global markets and politics are at the moment, particularly with the trade war. Mm-hmm. You know, we can really ill afford to have potentially an inflationary event come into the system. And this is what this could do. Saudi insiders are talking about this could take weeks, not days, possibly, to resolve. And the longer, you know, those oil fields remain offline, fuel remains elevated, and so inflation starts to come into the system in that regard. This in a time where central banks are being particularly dovish, and the ECB is starting to stimulate with quantitative easing as well, makes it quite an awkward setup. So we're going to have to see how those factors play out.
Do you see it being factor enough when the Fed meets this week, or that pretty much set in stone that we're looking at some easing coming to the fore come Wednesday?
Yeah, look, I think the Fed's decision is probably done. I do think ours as well. You know, the consensus there is for no change in our interest rates by the MPC later this week. I think this will simply reinforce the fact that they need to be cautious and wait and see. The door is still open for a cut in November in our regard, but I think this just complicates those decisions that these central banks are grappling with.
Because it has implications, as you've highlighted, for inflation and for that growth scenario moving forward. Amidst it all, though, Sasol managing to leverage nicely off that price, top performer on the top 40 index, up close enough to 10% today, benefiting from the surge that we have seen in that oil price. What value are you seeing in Sasol right now?
Yeah, look, I mean, I think just the sheer disappointment in management with the poor implementation out of Lake Charles is still there. You know, this is probably a mechanical bounce based on the, you know, the input price that fuel goes into Sasol. It is transitioning to more of a chemical business, so fuel becomes less and less relevant in Sasol's world. I think we are cautiously constructive on Sasol. We think eventually the project will come online. It won't be as profitable as was envisioned, but we think what the market's pricing in now is probably overly pessimistic.
Exactly, and also just looking forward to those results to see the extent of that value destruction that has taken place under current management, I guess. Taking a look at some of the other companies out with news today, Rhodes Food Group is seeing turnover grow 13.4% in the 10 months to the end of July. Its share price a little changed today. Mm. How are you feeling about Rhodes Food?
Yeah, I didn't think it was a bad result. I mean, as you alluded to in the intro, the international division doing particularly well there. You've got Tin Foods and the like driving it in that regard, so that's good. But self-admittedly, they're operating in a constrained environment. They're not able to pass on too many price increases, so these were mostly volume turnover
and
driven.
And weak rand effect to take into consideration
correct.
As well.
Correct. So they're not able to get any margin expansion in a constrained consumer environment. So I think they did well notwithstanding.
Okay. Quantum Foods in the meantime saying it expects full year earnings to drop at least 42% due to falling egg prices. We know you know, the many headwinds it's faced over this period. Do you see recovery on the cards beyond this point?
Yeah, you've got to look through that number a bit. Yeah. So this has base effects coming in from last year. So we had the avian flu that really constrained supply of eggs, pushed up the prices. So as a result, we're seeing a much more normalized number come in. So yeah, not nearly as bad as the headline number looks. But profitability of eggs is coming down. So there are some concerns there. They're also operating in that same constrained consumer environment. So tough going all around.
So amidst it all, what's your stock pick at the moment?
So I'm going to go for maybe a bit of a controversial one, although, you know, the last month has been good to it, Aspen.
Certainly today good to it. It's the second best performer on the top 40 index. I mean, a Sasol, a hard one to fight against, but it trading close enough to 6% higher.
Yeah, I think the latest guidance from management is they're really getting a handle on the debt, which is what they promised the market and shareholders. You know, they're selling off the businesses. Yes, some were growth and profitable businesses, but they're also generating sufficient free cash flow to pay off that debt. There's concerns that some of it's euro debt, but you know, the eurozone is very benign. Those interest rates aren't running away anytime soon. We're backing management to really get a good handle on this, and we think the cash flows will continue in the transform business.
On that note, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Devin, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Devin Shute is with the Ropair Group. What's your stock pick at the moment?
So I'm going to go for maybe a bit of a controversial one, although, you know, the last month has been good to it, Aspen.
Certainly today good to it. It's the second best performer on the top 40 index. I mean, a Sasol, a hard one to fight against, but it trading close enough to 6% higher.
Yeah, I think the latest guidance from management is they're really getting a handle on the debt, which is what they promised the market and shareholders. You know, they're selling off the businesses. Yes, some were growth and profitable businesses, but they're also generating sufficient free cash flow to pay off that debt. There's concerns that some of it's euro debt, but you know, the eurozone is very benign. Those interest rates aren't running away anytime soon. We're backing management to really get a good handle on this, and we think the cash flows will continue in the transform business.
On that note, let's leave it there. Thanks so much, Devin, for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Devin Shute is with the Ropair Group.